In 2007, Monsanto and Dow AgroSciences finalized an agreement in which they agreed to co-develop a stack of traits called Smart Stacks for corn. And this presentation is going to focus on the rootworm part of that, the studies that we conducted in 2007. But also the paper after this one looks at the above ground pest, and that particular author could not make it, so I'll also present that paper as well. The other thing I'd like to mention is that the data I'll present today is just a subset of the total data. This is just the data that was generated in Dow AgroSciences studies. So with that, let's look at the corn rootworm information. We had two key questions in 2007 in these trials. What is the efficacy and agronomic performance of the single and stacked BT traits against western corn rootworm? And secondly, what is the effect of BT traits for western corn rootworm control, single and stacked, on adult emergence? This is a little bit of a busy slide, but it gives you an idea of the contributions from both Monsanto and Dow AgroSciences in the composition of the Smart Stacks product. This group here came from Monsanto. You'll see here we have traits, genes, function, and status. You have the Yogard BT rootworm that provides the below ground rootworm control here. This particular product is commercialized. Then you have the Roundup Ready 2 technology. It's commercialized, obviously. Then the Yogard VT Pro. This is a second generation Yogard corn borer product. This particular one is the only one out of these I'll show that's still pending as far as the status. Then the bottom group, this is the contribution from Dow AgroSciences. Here we have the Herculex 1. This is an above ground insect control product, commercialized already. Herculex rootworm. This one is a two gene product for rootworms, obviously. And then Liberty Link. This in part is tolerance to glufosinate. So if you total these, there's a total of 8 genes. 6 of those are BT, and 2 of them are herbicide tolerance, or genes that impart herbicide tolerance. So you have multiple modes of action, above and below ground, for both insect and weed control. And this particular product is set to be commercialized in about 2010, and then after that it would go out to other parts of the world. Smart Stacks can raise the yield potential and grain quality of the whole farm. Dual effective dose provides enhanced durability. Combination of multiple modes of action for insect control creates the potential to reduce refuge acres. Multiple modes of action for insect control reduce likelihood of resistance developing in insects. And farmers report significant grain quality and improved yield opportunity in acres protected by traits versus those in set-aside refuge. This table shows the hybrids that were tested and the experiments we'll discuss here in a moment. The first hybrid, all it has no BT, is strictly around, has Roundup. The second was Yogard BT. The third was Herculex 1. The fourth, Herculex Extra. And then the bottom contains a combination of all of those. This is the Smart Stacks product. We had 3 different experiments or protocols that we looked at in this series of studies. All the tests were 4 replications. One of them was strictly an efficacy test for western corn rootworm control. The other was a large emergence trial where we looked at efficacy as well as adult emergence. And then the third was a small emergence trout. Again, we looked at efficacy and adult emergence. If you take a look at the first, which is just the efficacy trial, here we injected rootworm eggs at the V1 to V2 stage of corn to enhance our population. We did root ratings, and this series of tests were located in Nebraska, Iowa, and Indiana. For the large emergence trap trials, again, we injected rootworm eggs. We collected the beetle adults, made root ratings, and Nebraska, Iowa, and Indiana were the test locations. And then the small trap, again, we injected rootworm eggs at one of the locations, the Iowa location, collected the adults, made the root ratings, and these trials were in Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois. This shot shows the rootworm eggs ready to go to the field to be injected. Here they're being injected at about 1,000 eggs per row foot at the V1 to V2 stage of corn. This shot shows the two different traps. We have the large emergence traps on the left, on this side, and then small emergence traps here. The plots were both four row plots. The large emergence traps, we placed the trap over three of the rows, and so we had three rows by about 13 and a half feet covered, gave you about 60 plants in the trap. We used the fourth row to collect our root ratings. For the small trap, a single plant was caged, and we placed two traps per plot, one each in each of the two center rows, and the traps are 1.4 by 2.6 feet, and we did our root ratings on six plants from the plot. We collected the adults on 3 to 4 day intervals. Let's take a look now at the results. This is the results from the efficacy trial, and we have the root ratings, the node injury scale ratings on the left, the 0 to 3 scale, and then we have our four entries here. We have the non-BT in blue, average of about 1.3 was the root ratings, and you compare that across the three BT containing hybrids. And I'd focus here on the smart stacks, the one in brown, and you can see the very good control that we achieved measured by the root ratings. If you take a look now at the large trap test, again, these are the root ratings. You can see the non-BT had about 0.9, and then compare that to the BT hybrids, and particularly the smart stacks, you can see, again, very good control. All right, this shows the emergence trap data for all three locations, and the blue line represents the non-BT emergence. You can see across all these locations, we peaked mid to late July with our adult emergence, and it ranged from 350 in Iowa to about 900 in Nebraska as far as emergence for the adults and the non-BT. Let's look closer just at the Iowa location. Here, the blue is the non-BT. And the other BT hybrids are listed or shown across pretty much the bottom of the graph. Very low emergence. If you look at that data a little differently, this is the cumulative totals for beetles that emerged during the season. About 623 beetles emerged in the non-BT. And then you can compare that to the BT entries. And you can see again with the smart stacks, about 1.5 on average across the whole season. Take a look now at the small trap test. Again, we're looking at the node entries ratings here. We averaged about 1.53 in the non-BT. And you can see the very good control we achieved with the BT products. And here you can look at the smart stacks and see what kind of control we achieved again there. If you look at the adult emergence, again, we peaked, mid to late July in the non-BT. And you can see again the low emergence that occurred in the BT products. Again, looking at the data a little differently, the cumulative total averaged about 36 beetles that emerged through the entire season, and then you can see the emergence that occurred in these BT products. And again, focusing on smart stack, an average of about one beetle. Let's take a look now at the yield data. We have yield data for three different smart stack hybrids. There were 5 to 7 locations per hybrid. They were located in Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Indiana, and Nebraska. We have the yield in bushels per acre. And you can see across all three hybrids that the smart stacks improved yield. One thing to point out, all of these locations received a rootworm material, so rootworms did not confound the results that we see here in the yields. This slide shows that the smart stacks does not cause a yield drag. In fact, it boosted yields when compared to non-BT. In summary, the BT-containing hybrids suffered significantly less western corn rootworm feeding damage and lower adult emergence compared to the non-BT hybrids for all trials. The BT hybrid significantly reduced the adult western corn rootworm emergence, and the SmartStack hybrid provided excellent western corn rootworm control. Expanded testing will occur in 2008 and beyond. In conclusion, combining Dialger Science has proven Herculex rootworm technology with Monsanto's second-generation corn rootworm control trait, YieldGuard VT. SmartStax will provide the most comprehensive protection against corn rootworm. Combining multiple genes in a single package helps ensure sustainable corn rootworm protection year after year. And here are the trademarks that we're using in the talk. Thank you.